Good morning, everybody. So glad you are here. You're tired. You're always tired, but I'm glad that you're here anyway. So, have you ever been in a fight with your brother or sister or a friend?
I'm an only child, so no.
You have, being an only child does not keep you from having friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, see, that's true. Yeah. Did you ever forgive them? So what is forgiveness? What does it mean to forgive somebody? Any ideas? If you don't know, how did you do it? So we forgive somebody. Go ahead. What does it mean? If you're saying to somebody,
give
them
a second chance?
Okay.
Or maybe like 100 chance or like... A million chance?
A quadzillion chance, okay? That's one thing. That's a kind of thing. But what is forgiveness? No idea. So if they did something to you, then you are saying what to them? It's okay.
It's not okay.
Well, that's the second half of the sermon. Yeah, I mean, it's a way of saying, you know... There's been this split between us, but now we're back together. We want to be whole together. Well, one day Peter was wondering, and he asked Jesus, how many times exactly do I have to do that? So that if your brother wrongs you, and how many times do you have to forgive him before you can... turn him over to the authorities.
77 times.
And Peter said, as many as 7 times? And your brother said, no, more than that. But no, Jesus said, no, no. But depending on the translation, 7 times, 7 times, 70 times. In any case, a whole bunch of times.
I'm just going to go with 77. That's easy.
You're going to go with 77 because it's... Because it's
better.
Yeah, even 10. Yes. Look, we'll just rewrite scripture. Everybody else does. Why not? I settle for around 3 times. Well, so these, I got these. I had them all apart. And then I gave them to Miss Peggy. And things have not looked so well since. But I forgive her. It's all good. So these, I was thinking about forgiveness, and I thought to myself, what if forgiveness was something we just gave away? Because a lot of times, what do we wait for before we forgive somebody?
An apology.
An apology.
Or something like, yeah, I totally didn't mean to.
I totally blew it, and I beg for your forgiveness. Yeah, exactly. And so Jesus says, or Peter says, well, okay, I'm going to beg forgiveness, but I'm only going to do it this many times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's not bad. That's a lot of forgiveness hanging on there, right? But then Jesus says, no, it actually needs to be and more. More forgiveness than just. And then Jesus. You're going to get. It's something. What if we manage to forgive people? Don't be shocked. Without waiting for an apology.
Not going to happen.
The world is very clear. Yeah. But you know, that's sort of what God does. God gives us God's forgiveness, even when we don't say we're sorry. So I thought, if this is forgiveness, I'm going to give you each, not 7, but 2.
Don't give me pain.
Your world is a very clear world. You get 2 purple ones, and I get the pink one. And so here's what you get to do with this forgiveness. It's just like every other gift that God gives. You can keep it for yourself if you want.
And we can collect
or you could give one away, or you could give them both away, or if you're feeling particularly graceful, you could come and get all that you want so that you can give a little love and a little grace away, because that's what God's forgiveness is. Love. And we give it away. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for your forgiveness. And we pray, God, that you would lead us to give that forgiveness freely to our neighbor. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen.